Well, I got an idea from my agent. It's kind of something I could do to give back while also doing the combine. So it's kind of a win-win. I reached my goal, and money goes toward Autism Speaks. It's something I did when I was young, back in elementary school. We had this little program at our school that where we just worked with people with autism, just kind of get them accustomed to being a, I mean, elementary school is kind of crazy with kids. Kids don't quite understand, like, how to handle situations. So just kind of being there for them, giving them someone to talk to, just getting them accustomed. It's something I enjoyed doing when I was young. Wish I could have got more, but I reached my goal, and it's going toward a good cause. Like, there's different type of donations people could have done, but overall it's just 35, and they estimated by however many people donate, but reached the goal of $3,000. So 35. I mean, that's always kind of a cool aspect, you know, thinking that you kind of go down as one of the tops. But, I mean, I wish I could have done more, but at the end of the day, like, I helped a foundation today and set myself up pretty good, so. Yes. Say all of them again. Yes. Honestly, it kind of all gets mixed together. There's so many meetings that have been going on this week, but I know I met with all of those teams.
A lot of NFL folks, they think that there's an offensive line, and they partially cite college spread offenses don't properly prepare offensive line to transition to an NFL offense. What is your opinion? Do you think that's wives' tale? Is there some merit to that? From your perspective as a prospect, how do you react to that?
Honestly, I don't think it's so much about the offense. It's just about the player willing to learn how to adapt to a new offense, because you can take someone that's played in a spread offense and then go to the NFL and everybody's good there. It's just how you adapt and take coaching. Yes, sir. Probably my favorite was Hayward's. I know they relocated, but void of all the big names. I know they got Gates, Arthur Bryant, Jack Stack. There's lots of good barbecue to go around, but my personal favorite is Hayward's. I was pretty neutral. I just kind of watched football for the fun of it. I know my mom was a big Kansas City fan. Yes, I think informal. Just kind of give them an insight on my personality. I mean, kind of stigma is that I'm kind of a quiet guy. I don't really let people in or something like that. But just kind of give them to know my personality and know the other side of me, basically.
What is that other side?
I mean, just kind of like what I'm doing right now, talking to y'all, just loosey-goosey, you know. Sunnyside Elementary. I know it's kind of an odd name for a... Sometimes you wouldn't believe it. Got 35 reps. It's a pretty solid number.
Why did you think that happened so early? They've never done that until last year. People watching.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but honestly, once you get up there, you're kind of in the zone. You don't really notice anything. It's kind of like being on a football field. Like, once you're playing active, you just everything blocks out. You're just zoned in to what you got to do. We do forms of it. Like, I know while we were at Exos, we did like kind of a building down set. So we'd start maybe like 230, do as many times as you can. Go to 175, do as many times as you can. Then go down to 125, do as many times as you can. Take a little bit of a break for like let your partner go. And then after that, do that for two more sets of that. So kind of just building up stamina. Yeah, I had a general idea. I was shooting for 40, trying to aim high. I was trying to get that 36 one out. I just went lock it out.
Does it,